earth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for visiting us every morning. Lord, you awaken us morning by morning. You awaken our ears to hear as to learn. We thank you for new mercies. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Lord, thank you for showing forth your salvation in our lives this day and every day from day to day. We embrace the gifts of this day. We bless you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We thank you for sitting high and looking low. Father God, we say thank you for showing us the way that we should go and helping us not to lean to our own understanding. You're an awesome, you're magnificent, you're glorious. And we say thank you for the service on today, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome, 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 welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. We indeed welcome each and every one of you. If this is your first time, your second time, or if you're here every time, thank you for being here this time. Amen. So please have a seat at the breakfast table and enjoy, amen, the breakfast that is about to be served. Amen. In Jesus' name, I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. It does give me great pleasure this morning to introduce to us our evangelist, amen, who's going to come this morning, amen, with thus saith the word of the Lord, amen. So we pray that God will anoint our ears to hear, amen, and our hearts to receive. She is not a stranger to us, amen. She is a faithful servant in the Lord's kingdom, doing the will of the Lord, lifting up the name of Jesus on a daily basis, not just on Sunday, not just on days that she has to speak, but every day. This is the lifestyle that she lives. Amen. And so I've known her all of her life. She has known me all of my life. Amen. And it's a pleasure to work side by side with such a person who is serious. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom and in the Lord's work. So at this time, we want to introduce to some and present to others our evangelist, Nancy. Amen, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Evangelist Nancy. God
well,
bless you.
Good morning there, Pastor Raffer.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Alfreda.
Hope you're feeling well this morning. Amen. Thank you for being here. And the floor is absolutely yours.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you. God, good morning to each and everyone that's on the prayer line in the name of Jesus. Like Pastor Dr. Alfreda already said, welcome, welcome, welcome. First, I want to give God the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, thank you for waking me up and waking us up in our right mind, an attitude of gratitude, of praise, and thanksgiving, putting a new song in our heart, which I'm not going to sing. I'll let y'all sing in the background in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive me for my sin. If I've sinned against you, I agreed the Holy Spirit within a split of a second. Did you know that we can sin and grieve the Holy Spirit within a split of a second? That's why we must always ask God for forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. We thank you, God. We glorify you. Thank you, God, for the resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Thank you for salvation, bringing us out of darkness into this marvelous life. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. As Pastor Dr. Alfred already said, I'm Evangelist Nancy. I'm calling from the Philadelphia area. Hallelujah! In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. God, in the name of Jesus, please thank you for touching my throat. First, I'm going to ask you, please touch my throat. Second of all, I'm going to say thank you for touching my throat, God. Sounds a little scratchy this morning. And in Jesus' name, I pray thank you for touching that. Sending forth your angels. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. The topic today is about obedience in the name of Jesus. I was just remembering, you know, so much to do in the week. Excuse me. And I was just, you know, just sitting on the edge of the bed and just thinking how it is for so many people to be disobedient to the word of God, disobedient to their children, to their family, and disobedient to their boss. But if you know, God has to train us to be obedient and obey them in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. See, so many people, they got that stiff neck. They got that hardness in them, and they don't want to be obedient to nobody, but yet they cry out for a husband, a wife, in the name of a companion. But how can you cry out for these things if you're not obedient to God, if you're not obedient to the word of God? What makes you think you're going to be, obedient to a husband, a wife, in the name of Jesus? See, we got to examine ourselves. You got to first say, God, work through me in the name of Jesus, that I may walk in the, yes, God, according to your word, according to your will, by being obedient in the name of Jesus. That's why so many people are getting married. They in and they out. They forgot they got to obey God first and obey that man who God put in your life. You can't get married and tell that man what to do. Jesus, you got to be obedient when your husband come to you. Now, I ain't saying do everything that man tell you to do. If he tell you to kiss his feet or something like that, hey, you better talk to God about that situation. I'm talking about that man tired. He works 8 hours, 20 hours. I don't care if it was 4 hours. He's still giving you the money. He making sure it's food on the table. And if that man said, baby, I'm hungry, you don't supposed to look at that man and say, well, get up. Breakfast, some eggs in the refrigerator. I just bought some bread. Whoa! No! That ain't the way it go. It's just like, God, hallelujah! Tell us to get up. We gotta be obedient to the Holy Spirit, yes. Yes, God, no, we tired. He said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But we got to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. When our Holy Spirit say, get up, it's time to praise the Lord. It's time to read the word. And you say, not right now, I'm not. I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, I just don't feel like it. I don't feel it. And I guess the Lord said, do she know? Do he know who they talking to? Do you know we got angels that sometimes, hallelujah, when you lay in there in the name of Jesus, and we waking up, I'm noticing that a lot of people are telling me that the Holy Spirit's been waking up 3, 4, and 5 in the morning, and they're wondering why. I said, what do you mean you're wondering why? I'm going to tell you why the Holy Spirit waking you up. That means to be obedient to the Holy Spirit and stop grieving the Holy Spirit and get up and talk to the Lord or let the Lord talk to you through the Holy Spirit. This is the time when everybody is quiet. This is the time when the kids are sleeping, your husband or wife, or maybe solo, maybe single, is over there snoring. You got to have them turn them on the side or whatever, or nudge them a little bit and then stop snoring. Or you might have to go downstairs and meditate a little bit. See, we got to be obedient to the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. How many of us, now let's keep it real, it's really all Jesus are obedient to the Holy Spirit. When they say get up, you don't just turn around and say, what time is it? 3 o'clock. I got to go get my snooze on. And that's why so many of us, and I'm a little, Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. It comes to you first before it can go to him, and I'm going to say, ouch, on that. Now I do open my mouth and sing a few songs, and in the meantime, I'm trying to get back to sleep. But see, when you talk, when you don't do it God's way, that's why God lets you stay up another 15, 20 minutes more. And be like, why am I can't go to sleep? Because you ain't spent enough time. That means that you're not, he's not finished with you yet. Obedience. Oh, my God. I've just got a few chapters, I mean, a few verses to read. I got 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, right here at the... I'm just going to read the one. And it said, no, that's not the obedient one. Right here, 9. And to this end also, did I write that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. See, you can't just be obedient to half of the word of God. You got to be obedient to all of the word of God. That's why how he stripped us from all unrighteousness onto righteousness. God is trying to create in us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within us. But when we buck against the Holy Spirit, you delay it. Not him. God don't delay. He's a God that's always on time. But you got to be obedient to be in the, yes, God, in that spiritual realm in heavenly places in the name of Jesus. But when you start telling God what you're going to do, you just messed up in the name of Jesus. It is spending time with the word of God. Reading the word of God is a transformation in our life. That's why we must read the word of God to be obedient of the word that's in the word of God. You cannot be obedient to things you do not understand. Hallelujah. That's why you got to say, God, before I read the word, please forgive me for my sins. And then second of all, help me to understand the word of God that I can be able to relate against, I mean, to understand so I can tell others about the word of God. How can you tell others about the word of God when you yourself ain't reading the word? No wonder God's in front, you know, I mean, it don't make sense. You got to be obedient when God says you must love one another. You must, yes, God, forgive. And it's right there. You can go down to the next one. It is forgive. Forgive one another is one of God's main things with us. In the name of Jesus. And that's being obedient to the word of God. Are we forgiving one another? Ooh, hey, hallelujah. Or are you only forgiving when you feel like forgiving someone? That's not it. God, to obey the word of God. God, when you get up, now, guys, I want you to make that phone call. What phone call? To that person that you just talked nasty to? To that person you just hollered at? To that person that you know you was wrong with you said? Say, oh, Lord. And then you got to think about it now. See, the Holy Spirit is very, very wise. Because you know what? If you don't do it, in the name of Jesus, you'll find someone saying something to you. Now, you are nasty. You feeling bad. And then you say, I know they're going to call and say they sorry. Did you say you were sorry? See, God works in a unique way in the name of Jesus. Sometimes he wants us to feel what that other person is feeling, the one that you're supposed to be calling to ask for forgiveness for, but you telling God, I'm not ready yet. And God, I think God in heaven sometimes look down at his creation and say, well, what the heck is going on? They getting so bold, they start to tell me when they're going to make a move, and when they're going to do this, and when they're going to do that. But yet you see your sister and your brother moving up the ladder of success, coming into that spiritual realm. And now you're wondering, why is it about this person? Ooh, I saw the presence of God. Why is this person moving up? Why is the anointing so heavy on this one? And God, what I'm doing wrong, you ain't forgive yet. Maybe that person that's moving up, and I'm just going to say person, in the name of Jesus, they feel the anointing. You see the anointing of God over them. You see the light of Christ in them because they're walking right. They're living right. And you say, well, why can't I do this? Because you're not being obedient to the yes, God, of the word that God already told you through the Holy Spirit. See, people, let me tell you one thing about life. Jesus Christ is soon to come. Right here, he says he's testing us. It's a test. Because it says it right here. Yes, God. Yes, God. For to this end also did I write that I might know the proof of you. The proof of you. My God, help us all. Whether ye be obedient in all things. That's why God said to acknowledge me in all that you do. We got to put God first above all. Are we least obedient about that? Do we really acknowledge him? You know why a lot of people don't like to acknowledge the Almighty God? Because when we go to God and say, God, I want to know, can I get this? Can I wear this? You already know what God wants to say because you already know yourself that it's not becoming a child of God. Yes, God, look at the heart. But God also strips us into what to wear. What to wear if you're acknowledging him. God, how much money should I take out? God, can I buy this today? Sometimes the Holy Spirit might say yes, but a majority of the time the Holy Spirit is saying no. Especially when it comes to certain foods in your life. Are you obedient when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and you're going through this shopping mall? I laugh, y'all, because God is really dealing with me. And before I can even get to the candy and the potato chips, God knows my delights. In the name of Jesus, he said, nope, don't even get it. You got candy at home. You have not even opened yet. Do not keep going by. No, you don't need them donuts, Nancy, because you still got Iron Lion pie and sticky bun. And he's telling the truth because I got pie and sticky bun. Now, I just went to the place day before yesterday. I wanted me some Krispy Kreme donuts. And I had to be obedient to the word of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? I didn't like it, but I was obedient. I said, yes, Lord, and I kept on going. I didn't even go back there where the Krispy Kreme's at because I didn't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. People, to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, that means you really listen and you hallelujah, hallelujah, and you're really doing what the Holy Spirit say do. That means you're maturing. You're growing up. You're being more attentive to the Holy Spirit. And believe it or not, the blessings of God come upon you when you start being obedient. Oh, yes, it does. You know, I'm going to read this real quick. Hallelujah! Right here, and I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Right here, and let's turn to Luke real quick. I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to skip around real fast. Let's go with Luke. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Luke 5. Just real quick. Yes, Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, forgive me if I'm not reading what you want me to read. Okay, I just wanted to say this real quick. In Luke, I do believe it's 5. I'm just going to start right here, 5 and 4. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, yes, God, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Peter answered, no, and Peter, yet answering, said unto him, Master, we had torn all night and had taken nothing. Nevertheless, now look now, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. See, Peter, he had to pray Peter too. I didn't start in the beginning when he was asked Peter, when he went into the ship of Peter. Peter was upset. Peter was angry. Peter ain't catch one feet fish. And now this man, he didn't even knew was Jesus Christ. I came on his ship. Oh, Peter said a word or two to Jesus. That's why if you read it in the first or second chapter, Jesus had to pray with Peter. because Peter got a little raunchous with that word. But now, when you drop down, because the reason why I'm skipping around, because we don't have, you know, that much time. But when right here on the fourth, he said, okay, on the fifth, he said, okay, Lord, Master, even though we're torn all night, now you want me to go back from where I just came from. I already told you we ain't catch no fish. I can see Peter now. Peter was raunchy. He was a... Oh, he probably was one of a kind. I guess the Lord Jesus threw up and said, this one, Lord? Oh, Lord, I got to work with this one. And I guess he'd say, all right, nevertheless, but he was obedient. He didn't do it maybe in the right spirit, but he was obedient. He went forth anyway, even though he was frustrated, he was upset, he was angry because it didn't go his way. Could you imagine all night long? I'm not no fisherman, but could you imagine for those that fish, some people love it as a hobby. And they sit there, they go 4 or 5 in the morning, I do believe, or either early. They want to have them catch that fresh fish. And you sit out there in that dawn thing that you put in the water, you ain't snapped not one fish. And then you're about to go home, and somebody pull up on your best friend and say, come on, man, let's go back out and try one more time. You probably look and say, man, I've been out here all night long. You just coming out and talking about, let's go back again? Man, I'm going home. That's disobedient. But Peter was obedient to God. I mean, to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, but I go let down thy net. At your word, God, your word, I'm going to go let down the net. Boy, that just came to me. At God's word. He took God's word. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Because it was up to him, Peter would have gotten that ship and went to sleep or do whatever he do in the name of Jesus. When Peter went forth by being obedient to God, being obedient to God, Peter, what happened to Peter? Come on, y'all, come on. Y'all already know the story. And right here, and he said in number 6, now this is a blessing that God gave him, because he said, nevertheless, at your word, God, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to go, oh, God, I feel, why every time I get on this phone, I always feel a presence of crying. I don't know. In the name of, I was taking somebody's oar. I don't know what it is. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. So Peter, he took God's word and he went forth. I noticed like I'm repeating myself because every time I think about it, God's downloading something else, but I'm going to keep it going. In the name of Jesus. And right here it says, at number 6, I do believe, or is it number 7? Let's go with number 6. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great, not a little bit, a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Tell me that ain't a blessing. Just by taking God at his word. So many of us has, yes, God, turned away your blessing because you didn't feel like it, or because you had an attitude, or because you torn all night long. You was out, but you ain't catch nothing. So you say, I'm upset. I'm going to go in. I'm going to eat and go to bed. I ain't even going to read my word. My day didn't go my way. Now you got your son in your mouth. That's what I'm saying. Acting like a little baby. In the name of Jesus, God, get that thumb out of your mouth. Go back and try it again. In the name of Jesus. But go with the right attitude. Go for the sincerity of your heart. In the name of Jesus. We got to be obedient with God. Stop judging that person by the clothes that they wear. Look at the heart. God judges the heart of people. Are we obedient even in that? Are we looking at the clothes that people wear? That don't do nothing to God. I don't care about the clothes you wear. He looks at your heart. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it for the sincerity of your heart? Oh, I don't know why the Holy Spirit grieving at me. It's not me, y'all. It's that Holy Spirit. I'm not hollering at you. Please don't take me the wrong way. But I got to do it God's way in the name of Jesus. I'm not trying not to be a man pleaser. I'm a God pleaser in the name of Jesus. I try my best in the name of Jesus. Like I always tell y'all, I don't dot every I. I don't cross every T. I don't practice sin. But I ask God to help me to walk away from sin. My God, you want some sin? Just go ahead out there, because there's a whole lot of it out there. If that's the way you want to live your life, then you go ahead. But what did obedient God say? You better read the word. You better be careful what we're doing. God's giving us the power of sin. Are we using the word in the right way? He even given us authority of the words that we speak through the obedience of God. And why are you people talking to you? If you're attentive to the Holy Spirit, God will even tell you through the Holy Spirit what to tell that person once they got finished. Are you least obedient to that? Or do you twist up the word to gratify, to satisfy yourself? Now you're going, and oh, God, obedience is something. That's humbleness. To be obedient to God in the name of Jesus, you got to humble yourself. Say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Okay, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll do that, Lord. Even obedient, when the Holy Spirit is sacred, the devil don't care if you go out and go back in. He don't care anyway. He's just trying to get your soul in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. And God said, don't go out today. I want you to meditate on my word. I want you to turn that phone off just for a couple of hours. They'll leave you a message if it's important. Turn the TV off just a little bit for me. Turn off the radio just for a little while. Just so you ain't going to miss nothing. Because some of these TVs you can record it and go right back to it anyway. I forgot what TV that is. And you'll be all right. You're okay. I allow you to get that TV because I know you like this show. I know you like that. Just turn it off and then record it and then go back to it. For those who have them type of TVs, in the name of Jesus, I need a little time for you. I want you to come spend time with me. How can you ask for a husband and wife when you don't even spend time with me? Obedient. Do you really do it, or do you just turn that knob down, still watching TV but trying to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying? Disobedient. That's not obedient. That's disobedient. You know God said the wrath of God cometh upon those that are disobedient. The wrath of God? Really? I don't want it. I don't care if it's just for a split second. I don't want it. I want the blessings of God. For the blessings of God maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. God said, he that keepeth my commandment, it is he that loves me. Do we really keep the commandments of God? I didn't even know which way I was going this morning. And I only had to justify myself. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Lord! Yes, Lord. I got to stop justifying myself. In the name of Jesus, how much do you love him? Do you love God in the name of Jesus that you'll be obedient to the things that he's asking you to do? I want you to give so-and-so $5 today. And you look and you got $8. You say, wait a minute, Lord. Now, I know it ain't the devil, because the devil don't care who you give. Some devil wants you to keep it anyway. He don't even want you to give a quarter if you haven't. And now, wait a minute, Lord. Let me make sure this is of God. Now, make sure this is not of myself. Now, obedience we're talking about now. $8 in your pocket. And the person you're about to see, or the person you're about to drop off, or they about to drop you off, or person you're about to run into when you go in that market, not knowing you're going to be running into this person. God, I want you to give them $5. He, she, whoever it is. Give them that $5. And you turn your back real quick again, and you look in your hand, and you say, well, God, I only got $8. Your item only going to come to $2. Give them the $5. But that's going to leave me with $1, Lord. That's going to leave me with $1. You think God don't know that? Because he had a blessing for you. Now, some of us will say, I don't think this is of God. God ain't going to leave me with no dollar. obedience. See, when you walk away and don't do it God's way and do it your way, disobedient. And God has said, my child, you just don't know what you just blew. You just blew something. Because, see, I had somebody out there or somebody was going to call you to bless you. But since you can't be a blessing and be obedient to what I'm trying to tell you to do, you just blew your blessing. What happened with Peter? Peter said, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down my net. And what did Peter get? A great multitude of fishes that the net broke. That's how much blessings God gave him, just by being obedient. Now, why didn't you just give that $5? The majority of us do give. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I believe I'm talking to a lot of people who are givers on this phone. And that's why God is giving back to those that are saved and unsaved. Because he said, I'm going to give to the just and the unjust. God loves a giver when you give from the heart. And you give that, say you do give that $5. He said, okay, guys, forget it. I ain't going to worry about it. God, I'm not going to worry about it. You already know what I got. I'm not going to stress myself over this. Before you could get home, a phone rang. Ding, 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 ding. You know, we all got their different sounds on our phones. You pick up and say, come on, do you have enough time to stop by here? I want to talk to you. I got something for you. Yeah, right here on the corner, right around the corner. Come here for a flip a second. You don't even got to take your coat off. I just got to talk to you about something. Hallelujah. You come in, they give you an envelope. You say, don't open it right now. I'll talk to you later. What's in this envelope? Okay, thank you. You run into, you ain't walking or skipping. You run into the car. You run it home. So you open up that envelope, and God gave you a double blessing. Because it was a blessing to, because see, everything we go to, it is a test. Don't forget, it's a test in which we're given. And that's why we must continue to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. See, God loves it. He just want to see if you're going to do it or not. One more verse, y'all, and then I'm out your way. Oh, y'all understanding what I'm saying in the name of Jesus. Either you can say, it's me, oh, Lord. Or you can say, ouch. Or you can say, thank you, God, for allowing me to pass that test that I gave from the heart in the name of Jesus. Ooh-wee. Get ready to be blessed. In the name of Jesus, let's go ahead and read one more. And that's 2 Corinthians 2:9. 2 Corinthians. Okay, let me get to it real quick, y'all. I had these things marked, but did I read that one already? Or did I read Ephesians? I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, yeah, I think I read Ephesians. Okay, let me just flip over here a second. Can we just have it? I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Unless God just, I'm not going to put it on God. I had it marked, y'all. Why is it that when you're always looking for something, here we go, people. All right, 2 Corinthians, 8th. Let's go with the 8th chapter. Okay, 2 Corinthians 8. All right, right here. Okay, 2 Corinthians 8, and it said, wherefore I beseech you that ye will confirm your love toward your love towards him. Wherefore I beseech you that ye would confirm your love towards him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient. Oh, I read that already. I'm sorry, y'all. Please forgive me. So I'm assuming I'm all over the place, y'all. I'll tell you the truth. Then let's go with Ephesians 6 and 5. And then I'll close on that one. Ephesians 6 and 5. I don't have, my sister gave me the thing that you mark your Bible with. And please forgive me, sis, I never put it in. Okay, here we go right here. Ephesians 6 and 5. Okay, now it's Philippians. I know y'all, I should have been prepared. Please forgive me. All right, now we're going to go with Ephesians 6 and 5, and it says, my hand, I'll tell you the truth. Okay, my Bible's a little torn and worn. Y'all, I already worn it. I got to have him get me another big print. I have a new one, but I like to use that when I preach. This one is my everyday Bible, and the name is in there, 6 and 5, and it says, are you ready? Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of heart, as unto Christ. Let me read that again. Lord have mercy. Now I know I can read better than this. Servant, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Be obedient to those that are in flesh, and also those that are in God, with fear and trembling. See, we got to obey our masters, those that are. See, a lot of people don't like to be obedient to their boss. Oh, Lord, especially when I feel some of these bosses. And you know what just came to my mind? Even scepter drivers. People don't even want to be obedient to them. Come up, the people ain't do nothing. They busy driving the bus, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said, don't say nothing, just say good morning and get on the bus. No, your car not acting right. Now you want to cuss them out because your car ain't acting right, because you missing didn't check your car, because you don't have enough fear. Now you taking it out on a bus driver, and all you have to do is, bus driver, I got to wait to add some more money to my car. Do you mind if I get on? All I have is a dollar. And you know, the majority of them say, sure. At least you paid a dollar. Some trying to jump over and pay nothing. See, all you got to do sometimes is sit and talk with them. And so many people, I see them getting on. I don't know if they're saved or unsaved, but yet they have a cross on. And then when they get on, they start talking about Jesus and talking about God. You just got finished cussing that bus driver out. Are you going to get up and be obedient to the Holy Spirit and say, you know what I said to you, I'm sorry. I shouldn't attack you like that. I'm sorry. Even a cab driver. So many people in these supermarkets. Oh, my God. Because now you embarrassed because you don't have enough money to pay for your food. So instead of you being obedient to God, and you guys would just put back some of the items and just come back and get it. No big deal. It's not that deep. Ain't that serious. You just didn't bring enough money. Now you want to cuss out the person, the cashier. They ain't got nothing to do with you having enough money or not. They just doing their job. Now you're taking it out on them. The Holy Spirit told you to shut up and just say, look, ma'am, look, sir, I ain't bring enough out. I just got to subtract some of this stuff. They say, sure, would you want me to take off your list? Somebody want to take it off and we'll do this thing together. No, instead, blah, 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 and la, 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 la. See, I can't say what half of y'all might be saying. Amen? Amen. I'm going to keep it real and shame the devil. I'm about to hang up. Not hang up, but get off. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit ain't told you to take $50 out. No, you want the whole $10 for your goodies. And when you get home, God knew exactly how much money you was going to spend. And guess how much your item come to? $49.99. If you would have just took out what the Holy Spirit told you to take out, you wouldn't have been embarrassed. Stop taking it out on other people and be obedient to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit said, don't you say it. Don't you say what you want to say to that lady. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. Don't do it. But you do it anyway. Now you greet the Holy Spirit because you are disobedient instead of obedience. And God says, say one more to those that are driving to and fro. Ask God before you get behind that wheel. God, help me to crucify the flesh of thee, that I may walk and drive this car in the spirit of God. God, I don't want me putting my middle finger up. I don't want to be rolling around. I don't care if they got a gun or not. I'm going to tell them a thing or two. The Holy Spirit is wise. The Holy Spirit do not lead you into danger. He tried to take you away from danger. But the stiff neck and hard head ones that God is trying to deal with through the Holy Spirit, to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. What do you do? Now you're sitting there acting just like the sinner, cussing out people because they driving slow and they on their phone. You know what they do. They do the same thing you probably be doing sometimes. Texting and talking, and you're holding up the traffic because you got your head down, not knowing that light just turned green. And now all of a sudden they tooting. Let me toot me. Will you do the same thing? Put your I don't know who God is talking to, but he's talking to somebody on this line. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Stop grieving the Holy Spirit. Stop being disobedient when you got the power to be obedient in Jesus' name. God, yes, God. Yes, God. And money. Oh, yes, Lord. God, they talk about those money real quick. Be obedient. Be wise in spending your money. Be wise and stop being foolish. Stop in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, you go out. The Holy Spirit said money. Money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with money. That's why God created money, so we can have the money. But what are you doing with your money? And see, when you spend it the wrong way by being disobedient, see, now you're crying out, oh, God, oh, God, I need money. I messed up. I. How many times are you going to say I? Because you knew you was wrong. The Holy Spirit already told you, don't take all that. Now, sometimes he'll tell you what to take. And then sometimes he'll tell you what not to take, because he knows exactly what you're going to do with that money. He know. He said, spend your money wisely. Because, see, God knows about that bill you forgot about, about that person you forgot that you owe. God knows, and that person might come to you for a loan. Like I said, I'm not perfect, y'all. God knows I ain't perfect. But I'm trying to ask God to help me to live righteous in his sight, to be obedient in the name of Jesus. Because who I'm living for, God, the Almighty, in the name of Jesus. And we all supposed to be living for God the Almighty. But to become more anointed and powerful in God, people, we got to listen to the Holy Spirit. Stop grieving the Holy Spirit. I don't know why God keeps saying, stop grieving the Holy Spirit. And when your husband and wife say, baby, let's leave some for the side. Let's not go out to the highest expensive restaurant. People might laugh. Let's do a little Wendy's tonight or get a little pizza. Why is that so embarrassing to go to a Wendy's or a pizza? Everybody got pizza just about. What's wrong with maneuver down instead of going to that expensive restaurant that you spend almost close to $200 when you can minimize it to 40 or 50, maybe 30, because some of them got 2-for-1 deal. You're still being a fool. You know you like double cheeseburgers and french fries or onion rings and soda. Why can't we spend it now? Why? Because we got paid, because we got a little income tax money? Now we want to go and spend? God, help us all. And I'm going to say all. Help us all, God. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Oh, God, help us to be not disobedient, but obedient to your word, God. Help us not to continue to grieve the Holy Spirit. Because I do believe that almost everybody I'm talking to in this line has a relationship with you. All relationships is different. In the name of Jesus. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, to acknowledge you in everything we say and do. Help us to continue to pay our tithes 10%, God. If it ain't 10%, put an offering in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the turnarounds in our life. Thank you for the change that you're making in our life. Thank you, God, for helping us, God, sometimes to turn everything off. Yes, God, and build more of a closer relationship with you. Help us to be more obedient, God, to you, to the Word of God, and to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, yes, God, there may be a transformation within us, and all men may see your good work in us, so that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name, Satan is defeated. Oh, yes, Lord. Darkness is dispelled before. Yes, God, because Jesus Christ is Lord. Before I hang up, in the name of Jesus Christ, maybe it's one or two on the line, or maybe three or four. I do not know. Do you know him? Do you know him as your Lord and Savior today? Would you like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? For God says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has risen his son, that God has risen his son, Jesus Christ from the dead, he shall be saved. Yes, God, I'll say it again. For God said in the Word of God, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has risen his son, Jesus Christ from the dead, shall be saved. But also I have a little prayer. If you'd like to receive Jesus Christ today, all you have to do is repeat after me, but you got to say it from the heart. In the name of Jesus, all you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that you died, rose again from the dead on the third day, and that I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Pastor Brad, I'm going to repeat it one more time. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it one more time. All you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that you died and rose again from the dead on the third day, and that I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, thank you for Pastor Dr. Alfreda to ask me, and I appreciate it, God. Even, yes, God, for using me in such a mighty way. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for that person or individuals who received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. For the angels of the Lord, God, is in heaven rejoicing, for he leads the 99 to come after that one. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for the turnarounds in their life. I thank you for allowing them to get on a prayer line, maybe Bible study on Wednesdays, God, so they can grow and mature in your word. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you, God, to let them know, let the righteous man fall down seven times. But the trick is to get back up again. Don't let the devil win. After you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all your past sins has been forgiven, thrown in a sea of forgiveness in the name of Jesus. May God continue to bless you, enrich you, strength and power in Jesus' name. Keep your mind focused, people. Keep your mind on the cross. And Jesus Christ, the cross of Jesus Christ, there's a whole lot of cross out there. And Jesus, not Christ, Lord and Savior. And if you did receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, text Pastor Bradford Alfreda and Dr. Pastor Alfreda, and she'll let you know the numbers in which to contact with her. Maybe she might have a book or something. I do not know. But she'll let you know in Jesus' name. I love y'all all. In Jesus' name, Evangelist Nancy, coming out of the Philadelphia area. See you, y'all. Have a blessed and safe day. Stay alert. Stay cautious. Be obedient and not disobedient. In Jesus' name, God bless. Pastor Dr. Alfreda, back over to you.
Amen and amen and amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen for the word of God that has gone forth on today. And God's word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he sent it forth to do. Amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Total obedience, beloved. Obedience in all things was the word of God on today. Amen. How much do you love him? Amen. How much do you love him? Not how much do you love money, as she wrapped it up, because she said the love of money. Amen. Not money is evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. But are you obedient in all things? So very, very timely word. Sometimes we are obedient in some things, but not obedient in all things. But when we are obedient in all things, we are blessed in all things. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. And thank God for the altar call. Amen. And for those of you who have given your life, amen, to the Lord. Amen. On today. Amen. I ran across this poem. I'd like to close with this. Amen. First of all, we want to thank everybody for your service to the Lord's kingdom this week. Amen. In Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, all of you who have brought anything to the table. Amen. Some of you brought your prayers. Some of you brought your service. Amen. Some of you brought your money. Some of you brought all three. Amen. Whatever you brought. Amen. Your support. Amen. To this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. We want to thank God for you. We want to thank God. Amen. For your support. Amen. I was talking to some people. Amen. Glory be to God. And I made a statement. I said, you know, I know a lot of poor people. It was a business meeting. Amen. I said, I know a lot of poor people, a lot of struggling people, God's people. And they made a statement. They did make a statement. Amen. And it was true. He said, well, you got to think some things out. He said, because poor people don't have nothing to give you. You can't go forward in the ministry just working with poor people. And he was trying to tell me how you got to bring some balance and show me some strategy. He said, you got to preach to the poor people, but you got to preach to the people also who got something, amen, and something to give you. Amen. Glory be to God. But I ran across, so we want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Whatever you bring. Amen. Some of you bring much, some of you bring nothing, but you come. Amen. And so we thank God for you. Amen. This Mother's Day poem I ran across here, glory be to God, and it reads, Mother is a simple word, but to me, meaning seldom heard. Let me start again. Mother is such a simple word, but to me, there's meaning seldom heard. For everything I am today, my mother's love showed me the way. I love my mother all my days for enriching my life in so many ways. She set me straight and then see me free. And that's what the word mother means to me. Amen. This is a little simple poem. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Very, very deep and heartfelt. But we say that to say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. All the mothers, Evangelist Nancy, thank you for serving today. Happy Mother's Day to you. All of our visitors. Amen. Those of you checking in, checking out. Amen. Happy, happy, happy Mother's Day. Amen. And so we want to wish you a blessed day, a fruitful day, a happy day, and whatever you do. For those of you who still have mothers, amen, love them. Love them. Love them up. Amen. Why? Because you might not have them next year, and they might not have you. Amen. Glory be to God. And for those of us whose mothers have gone on and transitioned, thank God. Thank God for them. Thank God. Never forget your mama, your grandmother, never, because it was through that channel, amen, that you arrived here on planet Earth. Amen. So we just want to say Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. Tomorrow, amen, our service, amen, will be on social media. Amen. Glory be to God, so you can find us same time. Amen. 12 o'clock is our service on Sundays.
Amen. And we will be on all the social media platforms. Amen. So don't call into the radio. Amen. The internet radio, because I don't know. We might be here. I don't know. If you don't find us one place, you'll find us another place. Amen. Glory be to God. But we just want to wish, amen, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. It's been my pleasure to serve, amen, as a mother. Amen. I'm a proud mother of three beautiful daughters. Amen. A proud mother of five grandchildren and the proud mother of this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so therefore, God has anointed me to be a spiritual mother over you. And it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen and amen. All right. Looking forward to next week. Amen. Tomorrow, next week, seeing what it's going to bring. But regardless of what we bring, what it brings, we want to thank God for the bringer. Amen. Hallelujah. The man, hallelujah, the God, the force, the love behind it all. And we say thank you, Jesus. Father God, as we go forward today, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, accidents, incidents, calamities. Father, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We say thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Thank you for this Mother's Day weekend. God, it's not about flowers and candies and dinners. Father God, just simple love, simple appreciation, simple happy reflections. Father God, it's a simple thing. Just as our minister Nancy brought forth the word on today, simple things, Father, bring so much joy. It's not always in the hoopla, Father God, but just in those serene times, hallelujah, in a single thought. Amen. Just being in somebody's presence, even if you don't say a word. So we say thank you, Father. So bless this Mother's Day weekend for all the mothers around the world, that they might be appreciated, Father, for the lovely vessels that they are. And we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. God bless you. My pleasure to be in the Lord's service this week, and looking forward to next week if the Lord tarries. If he don't tarry, that's okay too. That'll be all right too. Amen. Glory be to God. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. God bless you.